perspective. What about an existential crisis to pop into your calendar over the next few weeks? The Blue Room Theatre is hosting a season of Hell is Other People, a bold, non-verbal reimagining of Jean-Paul Sartre's existentialist play No Exit, or Huis Clos. These three unlikely strangers meet in a waiting room and, having taken a ticket, wait for their number to be called. But they're going to be waiting an eternity. Offie-nominated movement director Ivan Carlson leads a group of Boulou's rising theatrical talent in this production, and he's with me in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming by.
Hello, yeah, pleasure.
What's it like being, talking to the public at this time of the morning? A little croaky?
Yes, a little croaky. We were up late teching the show in. So.
Oh, were you? Okay, yeah, it's getting to crunch time, isn't it? So this play was written in 1944. What appealed to you about the story? Why did you want to tell it in the way that you have?
Yeah, I've been mildly obsessed with the play for some time.
Have you?
Yeah, it kind of transcends its time period. I feel like it on one hand it portrays these quite horrible people, and so it kind of makes you fall in love with them, and then through the play you realize how terrible they are, and it's quite an incredible reaction you get to create in an audience with that, and then also there are these sort of queer undertones. That is kind of before its time, that through reading it and rereading it, we've found more and more of it. And then to do it in this way, one comes from my own training. So I worked as a movement director for quite a while in London, and I always wanted to create a show or a play that was just movement direction, that was out, there was no words, and it was just the parts of text-based theatre that's just movement direction.
So you set yourself an incredible challenge, because this is a play with a script, and you have actually managed to tell that story non-verbally through movement with three damned souls. Who are your damned souls? Tell us about them.
Yeah, so we have incredible performers in Tim Green, Kimberly Parkin, Lucy Wong and Nathan DiGiovanni. And our three damned souls are these kind of archetypes. So one is this sort of nervous ball of energy. We have this one who is seeks strength and violence in each choice that they make. And we have one who is completely out of touch with reality. And then the fourth character is the worker, we're calling him, is the sort of, he's the low-income worker / mastermind behind it all.
Mm-hmm. And so did you work on this, developing this as a movement piece together, or is it just out of your head and body?
Yeah, it started from me for sure. So I went through a process of actually trying to write a script that's just stage directions. So an entire script of trying to tell the story without words. And then that script formed the sort of skeleton that we use to kind of create our own version. And it's changed quite a lot. We've had a development last year and we have kind of created our own version, but it definitely was born out of that initial script.
Mm. And I went a bit down a rabbit hole with looking up Sartre yesterday, and he's pretty brutal in his kind of assessment of the worthiness of existence, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think Hell is Other People is one of his most famous quotes, but it's often misinterpreted. So people often think it's, oh, people are horrible, people are the worst. And actually he was using it as a way to talk about existentialism, and especially a kind of consciousness and being that is related to the other. Mm-hmm. So we are forced to coexist. And so it is through other people's eyes that we know we exist. And so that is hell. Because we are forced to contend with other people's impression of you being who you are.
Yeah, and it's a totally fair assessment too. It's just something that we don't articulate very often or even kind of think of as something that we could rail against, really. It's pretty amazing stuff. I think I'm full of admiration for you actually making this, to be able to tell this story without words, though. I want to ask you about being a movement specialist, because your background is dance, right? But you don't describe yourself as a dancer on your website or anything like that. So what do you mean and about being a movement specialist, and what's the discipline of that?
So I would actually say, I started in dance, and then I have spent a long time in puppetry, actually. So now I work as a director creating shows that often either sit in this sort of physical realm or this very visual realm. And when I talk about having a physical movement director practice, That is often working with actors, actually, and helping them to find their characters, or blocking large scenes or choreography. It's kind of a very broad term. But that's what the movement director side of it means.
Mm. And, I mean, what kinds of, you know, in the practice of being someone who, you know, can use their body to tell a story, then what kinds of things do you do outside of your actual work that kind of help your body stay expressive?
Oh, great question. I recently have taken up a lot of adult gymnastics, actually, and that's what I've been using to keep up my skills. And most recently, I was actually Sven in Frozen the Musical.
I was going to ask you about that. Right, so, yeah. So Sven's the reindeer, right?
Yes, the reindeer. So I've spent the last little bit keeping very physically fit to be able to do that role. So.
Because what did that, like, you were obviously in the costume, but how, so it's your legs that are in the front legs of Sven?
No, actually, none of Sven's legs are my legs because you're on four stilts. So you're kind of hovering off the floor. And, so there's two stilts on your front arms.
Mm-hmm.
And then your toes are actually pointed down, and then there's stilts coming off of them as well.
And you would have had to have been in that position for hours.
A long time. Sven comes in and out, so it was probably, I think the maximum is about 8 minutes.
And could you get out of the costume and get back in, or did you have to stay in for the entire performance?
You can get out of parts of the costume. So backstage, you sit in a little station and they can take the head off and things, but you can't really get fully out.
So how did that ravage the body, being in that position all the time?
Yeah, I was okay, actually. There was initial kind of hump of difficulty, but then once you get over that, it was kind of smooth sailing, actually.
And I was reading about how when they were first developing the animation for Sven, they actually brought a reindeer into the... Did you observe the movements of a reindeer?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're trying to make the reindeer a sort of more real version than the animated version. So it was trying to find the patterns of movement that that reindeers use and do to kind of emulate ourselves. But, I mean, that's also a good example of having a movement training, is that it's not necessarily about abstract. It's about finding those patterns in life that you can then recreate.
Mm. Extraordinary. Oh, that's a cool thing to put on your resume, isn't it? I mean, it's great to have all this indie stuff, but then Sven from Frozen. It's so cool. Tell me also, I introduced you by saying that you're an Offie-nominated movement director, but what's an Offie?
Yeah, an Offie, they're the Off West End Theatre Awards. So when I was movement directing in London, I worked with a particular director named Jessica Lazar. And we had a collaboration of, it was a, we did the revival of Stephen Berkoff's East in London. And that show was just, it was incredible. We had a really long rehearsal time where I was able to work with the actors and build up their skills to do all these incredible things. And then that show ended up going really quite well. We got a lot of reviews, and then through that we got nominated for various Offies. And one of those was for the choreography of the work.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Mm. That's awesome. Well, Ivan, thank you. I think this sounds incredible, what you've done with this play, and I'm sure you're very excited to bring it. It's got a long season, hasn't it?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
the
it's amazing.
The 9th to the 27th of May.
Yeah, so tickets are available at the Blue Room website. Thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Absolute pleasure.